Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life, on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I'm Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Traveling in the world.
is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you wanna be I know to compare with your imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
Hold your breath. Make a deep inside my heart.
Yes, indeed. Sung so sweetly by the masterful, awesome, electrifying Sherry Marie. You can find the music at sherrymarie.com, SCHERIMARIE.com. Sherry Marie, you heard her last week. You heard how electrifying she is, just speaking her heart. She's talking about the deepest corners of her heart, the revival of the love story. It's me. That's what the revival of the love story is, me. I give thanks for you being here today. Before that, you heard George Gorillaz with Pure Imagination, something we all must have. And you can find his wonderful music at evzonemusic.com. I tell you what, I am love. I am Ambassa Sophia. I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and always, always, all love. No matter what happens around me, I choose, I decide to allow love to make manifest the wonders of this universe through just me, just being, okay? I'm just allowing that today. I'm allowing that in this moment. What about you? I just say yes. I say yes to the best that's always yet to come. And the best that is here in the present moment. We're so blessed. We're so blessed with a just creator that just assumed, just because it's in its divine nature to do so, that we, as co-creators, as co-babies, will write and produce the best lives, the best script that we could possibly think of, you know, just because we all we have to do is think to achieve. We're rich just because we can have a thought, an idea. We are an idea. Woo. We are a divine idea. Uh-oh. Okay. I know I must be feeling some electricity behind me. Somebody's around me. It must be. It must be Dora. Dora, where are you? You have to be here somewhere. Hey, Dora. How are you, Dora?
Oh, I'm fabulous and amazing. Yes, I'm excited.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good to have you back. Give me a hug. Give me a hug. I am so happy to see you here on this playground. Isn't it great here? Don't you just love it?
Always great. Always great. Yes, ma'am. Yes, indeed. It is always great.
I'm telling you, what an experience. And I tell you, you haven't been here in a while, and everybody's
been
like asking for you and everything, but they, you know, they need to be reacquainted. I think y'all just need to be reacquainted for a minute. So why don't you just give them a little bit about who Dora is again. Dora Chambers.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Dora Chambers. Ooh, that's a lot. Well, you know, I'm me. I'm just me. I'm just someone who is thriving every day to walk in divine purpose with love and joy and peace in my heart and, you know, just doing what, you know, the divine has orchestrated my footsteps to do. So I'm dancing in it, you know, dancing definitely to my own rhythm. I've been blessed to have an extraordinary journey through business and now having women's ministries and breast cancer awareness organization called Pink Ladybug Foundation, which was done in honor of three of my dearest friends that passed away to breast cancer over the last 8 years. So as we honor and in the awareness of Breast Cancer Month, you know, it's always good to be reminded, you know, why we're called to do the work that we're doing. So celebrating those sisters and all the brothers and sisters throughout the country and around the world who have been impacted by that. So, you know, really blessed to be able to do that work and doing it to the best of our abilities. And, you know, just being able to launch, I got some new up and coming projects happening. We just launched a new television show, Speak Life TV. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. It's an online television series that will be airing really soon. We had an amazing first season of filming. Wonderful talent, beautiful voices, spoken word artists and musical artists. Really was created as a platform to raise awareness and money for Pink Ladybug Foundation, but really turned into a movement. Speak Life has really become a movement that I'm so excited about and really honored that, you know, Speak Life TV has been birthed, and we're able to reach a larger audience with the work that we're doing by, you know, sending out positive vibration through the power of the spoken word. You know, in the beginning was the word, so we're speaking it into existence each and every single day. So I'm really excited about that, and have some upcoming projects, Doris Speaks Life, which I'm really excited about, that you'll be hearing about in 2014. So we're speaking it, we're living it, and living it out loud, loving out loud, and laughing out loud, and doing it in an extraordinary way. Been blessed to, you know, travel all throughout the world, you know, speaking on the business platform, training and coaching as a success coach. But now, you know, really ready to stand on that platform and speak in life into souls, the minds and bodies of all of our brothers and sisters out there. So it's always good to be on the playground to talk about embracing the journey.
embracing love.
Yes.
And you know, it's beautiful because you are a very integral part of this. This is going to be so grand. I know you're going to be with us at the and really working it as you always do with your work with sisters a lot, and you're going to be with us at the Embracing Love Retreat here in Atlanta and on November the 15th to the 17th. And in the one in Oakland, we're going to be out there. You sit out there working the busy bee. We're working up the Oakland Tri-Series.
Yes, I'm in Northern California right now, even as we speak. So laying the footwork for that, laying the groundwork for that.
That's right. And so we you've worked with women before, and I want to ask you the same thing I asked Sherry last week. Why, Dora? Why embrace love?
Because love is everything. Love is all there is. We have a sister circle call that we do twice a month. It is interesting because our topic this past Monday was the importance of self-love. I think it's everything. It ignites everything. From that, we give birth to everything that we do and everything that we touch. It begins from the authentic center of love. So loving yourself and the power of love and embracing love is, you know, God. It's just God. And you know, and with that comes the joy, and with that comes the surrender, and with that comes the peace, and with that comes a clear understanding, and with that comes you being centered in all that you're doing as we're embracing this journey called life, that it's impossible to embrace it without the clear understanding of the person, the importance of embracing love. So it's important because it's all there is. Love is all there is, and God is love. So with that, it makes everyone and all of us complete.
And I want to talk a little bit about what you're actually going to bring to the event. But first, I want to touch upon Sherry's song. You heard the words and the lyrics to that song, his Revival of a Love Story.
Yes.
What did it bring up for you? Revival of a Love Story, and the words that she was laying down there.
You know, it's so important. It was a beautiful song as I was sitting here listening to it. It's so important that we have to realize that the revival of, you know, of that is just the celebration of you still standing, still being here, surviving the many chapters and the many roadblocks and the detours that we experience, but understanding that it never happens to us. It happens for us, and that we are reviving and reinvented ourselves through each chapter, through every lesson learned. We are truly, survivors of that. And so when you think about the words that she's singing so beautifully, it just reminds us that, hey, we're still here and we're still standing. And at the end of every journey and at the end of every roadblock, we're still standing. And in that makes us stronger, makes us wiser. But most importantly, it gives us the spirit of gratitude. But it also gives us the spirit of recognition, meaning recognizing that we're not victims, we're victors. You know, we're standing in victory, not in defeat.
That's right. And I mean, so it's so important to me. Yeah, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah, you know, so it's important to understand the importance of recognizing where we are and why we are where we are, because sometimes if we're not careful, you know, we can't appreciate the journey that we just came through, made us who we are today. That gives us a voice to speak, and that gives us a voice that will, the vibration of our voice will touch and heal others.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And
it's our experience.
Yes. Thank you. And it's really powerful, you know, when you talk about revival, you know, reviving someone, you know, to revive myself, to revive myself through the love. Mm. You know, it's like, you know, God breathing the life back into you with love, because love is breath, love is life. You are love, everything is love. So, you know, it's all like a just a repetitive type of thing. It's like a cycle. What is it? It's a spiral, just continuing, continuing. It's coming. And when you're thinking about our sisters that you are particularly working with at this time, with the ones that have been either diagnosed, the ones who have had it, the ones who have moved through it, victoriously, you know.
Yeah.
I kind of like that more than surviving, because I believe that self-preservation. Self-preservation is the key. And I was talking before about how when you're preserving something, it's getting yummier and juicier with time, you know? It's like when you put those jellies and jams in the cupboard, you know, they're constantly getting finer with time. And so, you know, with that, with our experiences, we are getting finer with time when we use the essence of love, you know?
Yeah.
And so when she talked about reviving, revival of the love story is me.
I was like, okay,
I can do that.
Yeah.
I can be in the revival, you know. And it's really powerful, because when we talk about the sisters on a really, really serious note, you know, of actually moving and actually acquiring this opportunity called, quote-unquote, cancer, acquiring this opportunity to be able to, it's like something just comes up to be revealed, and you get to see what you have been working with in terms of preserving yourself. You know, so you get to turn it back, and that mirror comes back, and you have to look in it. You have to look at it, and those who don't, quote-unquote, survive it and decide to check out are the ones who said, no, I'm not. And it's a choice, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. There's no judgment. It's all about us accepting the power that we have right now as we walk this earth right now. And being able to get... being able to look and watch and see others, the example that they're offering us, it is a gift. No matter, we walk around judging people and being critical of people when all they're doing is being themselves.
Yeah.
And they're giving us an opportunity to say, yes, I want to be like that, or no, I don't. Yes, I want to be around that, or no, I don't. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yes, I want them to give that to me, or no, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no middle, maybe, nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's like either you do or you don't. And so that love and being able to accept that we as women, and I know women all over the world have dealt with it. You know, I can speak for a legacy of African American women. I can speak from that place, because guess what? So here we are, and we have been holding a lot. I find, you believe it or not, that I'm holding things from times when they were enslaved. I'm finding that I'm holding stuff before they jumped the ship. I'm finding, come on now, come with me. I'm saying that we are holding things in ourselves that we can change when we decide to let that preserving love take over.
When we decide
that we are going to let love just come and encourage, we're going to take a break in a minute, but I just want to stay here just for a minute, you know, and just preserve it. Because if we can get through, if we can get through to just one person who may, quote unquote, be developing those cells or whatever of that, quote unquote, cancer, you know what I'm saying? It's not, you don't have to hold on to anything. The only thing that you must be, even when you try not to be, and even when you forget to be, is love. You're going to be love no matter what. Listen. The issues that you're having in your tissues is because you're not being the love that you are. The only reason why you are feeling any discomfort, any pain, any sorrow, any shame, and any guilt is because you're not embracing the love that you are.
Yeah.
You know? And so the whole piece for me is just to be able to just open our arms and just let people, you know, creator's like, the creator was like, you know, how are you going to really affect anything if you don't let people know that this thing is really there? And, you know, I told you, you helped me because, you know, you're a master marketer. And I was thinking, oh, man, I don't want to bother these. Oh, no. How much do I love? Am I worrying about love or am I worrying about fear? Do I have a love that's stronger than my fear? I wrote a song about a love, having a love that's stronger than your fear. And this is what's coming up for me right now, you know, is that we must have a love that's stronger than our fears if we are to move to the level that we are to be. Total creation. Total creation. Little baby creators walking around here for real.
Yeah.
For real. I'm talking about for real.
Yeah, for real.
I ain't trying to take the big job, you know, because the big job is for the big. I'm just want to be the spark and the what is it, the waving over the ripple, whatever they say. I just want to be all of that. And the only way for me to grab and hold and be that is to love completely, you know?
And it's
really powerful. And for me, at this time, being able to be around as many women as possible, because you, like I said, you have been around a lot of women who have had that particular. I mean, we all probably be around are around people, but there's been a focused, you know, energy of you being around that, and it's think that you are. It's a calling for you, you know. It's a calling for you, and I really appreciate you in this world for being who you are, Dora Chambers.
Good thanks.
I really appreciate you.
Yes, it's necessary. You know, when you realize your calling and your purpose and you walk in and you realize it's necessary and this is what we're called to do and to be blessed to be in, you know, in the midst of this extraordinary women that are embracing this journey that they're experiencing in this season in their lives. It really is a humbling experience, but it's also very empowering as well. Because when you realize, man, how great and how magnificent we really have been created to be, and that you're right, it's about making that authentic choice about, you know, just being love.
And with that, that's a good one. Being love, I love that. And with that love, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back with Dora Chambers, and we're going to talk a little bit about the play event. I'm sorry, so foul now.
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov
for help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry. I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're here in the Play Experience with Dora Chambers here on the playground with me, and we're about to play a real serious game here. Dora!
Yes, my sister.
Yes, okay. All right, I said that, but I really have a question for you that I've been wanting to know. How does vulnerability play into embracing love?
I'm sorry, ask that question one more time.
How does vulnerability, being vulnerable,
mm.
how does that play into embracing love for yourself?
I think, you know, putting yourself in a position to be vulnerable is trusting. You see, love is trust. So allowing yourself to be vulnerable enough to trust the process in order to trust the power of love and the strength of love, and that it will never fail you, will not let you falter, will not allow you to fall. So being vulnerable opens your heart to receive all that love has to offer you. And sometimes when you're guarded, you're blocking, as I often say, you're blocking the blessings, you're blocking the energy of love. So it is it's in the spirit of being vulnerable actually results into the most important strength that you can ever display, because in being vulnerable requires unbelievable strength, unbelievable faith, and trust. And, you know, love is trust. So I think it's just so important to allow yourself to let yourself go, let yourself be vulnerable and play. And you know me, you know, dance like nobody's watching, play like nobody's watching, and play for you know, and I look forward to it. I mean, it's just, oh my God, it's just something about, you know, because we're always, you know, we've developed in our society this spirit of, oh, what are people going to think? And, mm-hmm. you know, I got to be this, and I got to be refined, and I got to walk this way and talk this way, and, oh, I can't let myself go. And we don't realize, because we're not letting ourselves go, we're not letting go.
Mm-hmm,
of all
mm-hmm,
the other stuff, because that means we're operating in fear. But when you operate with trust, when you operate in love, then you allow yourself to be vulnerable, and you allow yourself to be open to receive the true gift of love. I mean, it's just everything. I mean, it really is such an incredible transformation that takes place when you realize it's okay. And I say that often, you know, it is okay. It's okay to be open. It's okay to be silly. It's okay to play. It's okay to laugh. You can be powerful handling your business and everything else, but you still have to allow yourself that spirit of a little child that's within you to still be free and express that love and that genuine, just authentic, pure joy that we all have within us. But it does require the strength of understanding that there's no weakness in being vulnerable.
That's right. And I wrote a song. Well, here I go again. I wrote a song about that. Here it goes.
You want to hear it? Here it goes.
Oh, my God. That used to fuck me up. But anyway, okay. But anyway, I really did write a song about it. And one of them was called Sweet Surrender. And the other one that I really love is called The Immunity of Innocence. And one of my favorite songs and of all times is With a Child's Heart. And it's the essence of just being so protected that you're so immune to anything harming you just by your innocence, just by being innocent as a child. You know, it's in all the great books, the Bible, everywhere that has about being like a child. You know, and how important it is to do that. And people forget, they only pick and choose what they want that works that's going to, you know, just justify, you know, because that's all it is justifying where you are in the moment, which is where you are, you know, which is fine, and that's what you want to keep doing. But this is the essence, like you said, it's the trust, the immunity of innocence, and how when you allow yourself to be that pure love, that trusting, oh, surrender, okay, you see me like that, okay, well, if you see me like that, she sees me like that. You know, the little child said, Mommy, she sees me like that. And the mother said, okay, that's okay. You know, it's okay. It really is okay if somebody sees you any way they see you, because they just see you like that. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
And that beauty of what, and that's why I like doing these play events and all of the events that we do, is because we use fun. We use the heck out of fun, don't we?
Yeah.
We use the heck out of fun and laughter. We use the heck out of the endorphins being released to be able to assist people to get from where they are to where they choose to be. And it's really the important thing is just as simple as that. And when we do that thing called love, when we bring that energy in, it's the creator. And when they start doing things, when they start dancing, when they start singing, when they start playing games, when they start watching the entertainment, when they start getting relaxed with the massages or whatever's happening there, it's all about love. It's all about being just totally, totally, totally embraced and loved up in that space, you know?
Yes, and releasing.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And so I wanted to just give a little bit about what you're going to be sharing there at the event. You know, when you share on Saturday, you know, we're going to be play facilitators and we're going to be doing all kinds of things. But in specific, what do you see that you're going to be bringing to the women?
Well, yeah, I think a very important platform that we're going to be bringing and with love, with all the sisters that will be joining us that weekend, is really the importance of embracing the power of self, you know, how uniquely God created us to be and how we all have a purpose and a calling to be here on this earthly playground, if you will, and really seeking that and seeking your truth and understanding and respecting your truth about who you are, and then also embracing the power of health and wellness, and really understanding in love, when you do truly authentically love yourself, then you can love yourself to being whole, healthy, and complete. And we're really going to delve into that conversation. And then also how that all intertwines into, you know, creating and creating true wealth. And wealth is, you know, not just monetary wealth, but, you know, your spiritual wealth, your physical wealth, your love and relationships, your worthy goals and ideas, your health and your wellness, and living a fulfilled purpose life. So we're really going to really talk about, you know, the importance of embracing the journey, the power of self, health, and wealth. And, again, doing it all in love and understanding that it's okay to be all that. You know, it's okay to be powerful. It's okay to be beautiful. It's okay to be vulnerable. And it's okay to be, you know, true leaders. And true servant leaders and people out, you know, and voices that is going to make a difference and is going to create, like you call it, the ripple effect that will have an impact, not just in our homes, within our communities, but throughout the nation. So we're really going to talk about how it truly is from the womb of the woman that we give birth to nations, and that we have to nurture and love the womb of the woman that will then spread love out throughout the nation.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, I'm excited about having that dialogue. It's going to be incredible.
It's going to absolutely be incredible, and it's beautiful. I'm just like, ooh, I can't wait. I said, we got to wait this long, four more weeks, five more weeks.
And it's my birthday month, so it's going to be a great birthday weekend celebration as well.
Oh, is that weekend? Is it the
no,
Saturday?
No, it's my birthday month. My birthday is on the 5th, but, you know, that's one of my birthday treats to be a part of the Soul Power Live. Yes, indeed.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, and the thing is that people will leave, and this is the beautiful part about the events that we do, is that people leave with a blueprint. They leave with tools. They leave with something that they can use. And then not only for themselves, but they can use it for their families as well. They get take something with them. It's not one of those events where you just come and you have nothing to go, oh, yeah, now I'm down again. You know, no, we're giving you something. We're infusing you this with something that you can use later, you know, and it's not, you know, what it is mm-hmm. your power back. You're getting return to the power that you are, and that is love. You know,
that is love,
and that's a beautiful thing. I want to before I don't want to go anywhere without talking more, because I'm very interested in the Speak. What is it? The Speak TV, the Speak Life TV.
Speak Life TV. Yes.
Yes, I'm very interested in that because you know that we don't have a lot of mediums where we are able to reflect outward from the television, the power that that you, the Dora, are bringing forth. Tell us a little bit about what that is all about and how it started.
Oh yeah, Speak Life is a platform that we have created, a collage of inspirational empowering spoken word artists that are really speaking life and love messages. On a completely different platform, and musical artists as well. And we're extremely excited about it because we have some extraordinary voices that have, delegated and have chosen, made a conscious decision to bless the Speak Life stage in just such an extraordinary way. And now that we have, the TV outlet, the online television on speaklifetv.com, we're able to speak life. It was so amazing when we started and launched our first event a year ago in June. I was blessed to bring over the legendary Mutu Baruco, dub poet from Jamaica. And as I had putting it together, and I was really praying for the correct title, what it was going to be, in prayer through meditation, it came up Speak Life. There truly is power in speaking the word. There's truly power in the spoken word. And, hence it took me to the scripture, in the beginning was the word. And so with that as our platform, we have been able to deliver a message of hope and a message of empowerment like never before. It's just such a great work. It's exciting. We have a lot of fun, but it's just something very special. The energy is just absolutely extraordinary with Speak Life. So we have Speak Life TV. We actually got picked up by 3 online networks, so we'll actually be aired on 4 different online networks. I'm truly believing that this work will continue to grow. The movement will continue to grow. We're also going to be spinning off into a talk show, which will actually start off with the men's platform, because we believe that that is an area where the men aren't dialoguing enough amongst each other. So we're going to have a Speak Life men's talk show coming up very soon in the near future. So I just see Speak Life being something that we're going to, is going to be an international world tour with some of the greatest voices that are gifted by God, anointed voices that are speaking life like never before, and it's just a blessing to be a part of it. So we're extremely excited about it. So visit our website at speaklifetv.com. You can see the work. We should have our first season aired in a very near future. It's coming soon. It's on the editing floor right now. So we're extremely excited. I trust that so many people will be touched and blessed by the work of Speak Life.
Mm-hmm. I know they will, because tell you what, it is really, I'm just totally enamored that you all have done as much as you have done in such a short time. And, that's a tribute to how the Creator works through people. And that's why I wanted you to talk about it a little bit, because the way you move is a very interesting way. And I know people probably say this about me too, but I'm looking at you. And so if you're a reflection of me, I say hallelujah, because I love the fact that you don't, when you get it, you go. You move. I've said this to you several times, and I haven't really fully really said it, because the words don't really do it justice. But you know, your gift of the goddess, your gift of who you are, is totally, you're in it. Okay, and so in your times where you may be feeling down, and we all do, we may be feeling this and beating up on ourselves for whatever reason, because we do, we're in these bodies, and we are here for the journey. So we are going to go through different things, but I want to honor you in that this what you have done in terms of speak life, speak first of all, life second of all, and then teasing. Okay, and then you go on with the speak life, and you were on the stage, and the stage is what we all on, people. This is what we live in. We're living on the stage. No matter where you move, you are still in the center of your stage, and you can give away the power to the person over the left or the right as the leading actor in your stage if you want to. But you don't have to, because this is your stage wherever you walk. Everyone else is co-actors to you. On your stage. And I love the fact that you have gone to these symbolic areas. And for me, it's important because I do look at a lot of symbols and signs and symbols all the time. I deal with the seasons. I deal with the signs and symbols. This is just me. And so when I look at how symbolically you have been moving with this Dora, I say, amen. Hallelujah. And then kudos and cheers.
I had to say something silly. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. But I am so happy that, you know, you actually came up with that. And when is the next time, that's what I've really been wanting to ask you, is when is the next airing?
It's on the editing floor now, and because, as you know, I'm traveled here in California to deal with some health issues with my mother, we've kind of, you know, pushed the deadline back. But it should be, we're looking within the next 30 days. We're hoping to launch by the 1st of November, our first airing of the show, and then we'll begin filming again for our second season in November as well. So we'll definitely make sure that we have the information on that. You can also go to Speak Life, Power of Spoken Word, on Facebook, and also follow us on Twitter, which is PLB, which is for Pink Ladybug, because we never forget why we're speaking life, PLB_speak life. You can follow the work that we're doing there as well, so we keep you up to date as to what's going on and upcoming events. So we're really excited. We got a lot of work to do, but we're considered an honor to do it.
And you definitely do seem to consider an honor. All right, my sister. Well, I'm going to invite you back for treat or treat, not trick or treat, but treat or treat day.
Yes.
And I'll be looking for you on that Thursday. And for the people in the archives, you know, you can listen to it anytime. So we're timeless in the archives, okay?
Yeah.
But anyway, I will see you then. I'm giving you a big hug and a big kiss here, and I really appreciate you. So I thank you, Dora Chambers.
Yes, love you so much.
Yes, much love to you. Be blessed. Love you.
Love you too.
Love. All righty. And we're going to dedicate our next song, our song that we're going out, The Gift of the Goddess by Karen Drucker. Her website is Karen Drucker, it's DRUCKER.com. We're going to dedicate that to the goddess that just left the room, the playground. Dora Chambers, we love her so much. Everyone, I am wrapping my arms around you and hugging you real tight and thanking you for joining me once again on the Play Experience. So I will be looking for you with bells on next week right here on the playground. I have a special guest for you next week too. We have to wait and see. It's a surprise. It's a surprise. All right. Love you. Much love and peace and joy always. Ombasa out.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.